fell from his eyes, and he saw again, and he arose and was baptized. That was not with the Spirit. He was a Jew. His gospel without ceremonies did not exist. He was baptized with the baptism in Jesus' name. Then he received the Spirit. And he took food and was strengthened. And Saul was with the disciples in Damascus certain days. And right away he began preaching Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. All who heard were amazed, and they said, "Isn't this the man who made havoc of those in Jerusalem who call upon this name, and who came here to bind them and take them to the chief priests?" But Saul was all the more strengthened, and he confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that Jesus was the Messiah. He knew the scriptures well. And after many days had passed, the Jews plotted among themselves to kill him. But their plot was made known to Saul. Then they began to watch the gates closely, day and night, so that they might kill him. But the disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he related to them how he had seen the Lord in the road, and that on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. And he remained with them, going in and out of Jerusalem and speaking boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he began talking and disputing with the Hellenists, but they set about to kill him. Now the Hellenists were Jews. You remember in Stephen's case where the Jewish widows who were among the in the synagogue of the Hellenes were being neglected in the ministry, given the poor food. They were Jews, but they had kind of Greek culture. They spoke Greek. They were from other places in the world come there to live. And they carried their Greek culture. Paul would not have been disputing them with them about doctrine. There wasn't but one doctrine. He wouldn't have been talking to them about works and salvation and dead works of the law. And the works of the law weren't dead yet. They were dying, but they weren't dead. The only thing I could imagine that Paul would have been disputing with the Hellenes was about their culture. They weren't Jewish enough. They weren't purely Jews like they ought to be. He would have argued with them about that. Their customs. Not the doctrine. They didn't have a different doctrine. Nobody had a different doctrine about how you got into the kingdom of God, the born again. There was no question about that. It would have only been about customs. And he came from the strictest tribe, the strictest sect among the Jews, the Pharisees. And the Hellenes wouldn't have been strict Pharisees. They would have been, and the other Jews apparently saw them this way as a corrupting influence in Israel, bringing their, Hellenic is Greek. That's another word, that's where you get the word Greek from. Hellenes translated Greek. Their culture would have been the problem. Their ways, their language. We need to keep ourselves pure. Anyway, whatever he was disputing them about, they wanted to kill him. Everywhere he went, people wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him in Damascus. Now they want to kill him in Jerusalem, and he's not even teaching another doctrine. He's just a strict Jew. And when the brothers found that out, they got him out of town again. They brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus, back to his home. Let him argue with those people. Well, then they had a spell throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria. They had peace and were built up, and continuing in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. Okay, now with verse 32, we start the story that leads to the Gentiles coming into the kingdom of God. And Peter's third key being used. It starts right here in verse 32, because Peter's got to get, God's got to get Peter in position. He's got to get him to Joppa. Now it happened as Peter passed through all that region that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda.